Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Roland Martin from Tampa and the Republican National Convention. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, folks. It is the last day of the Republican National Convention today. Mitt Romney is going to give the big speech. All the focus is on what he is going to say. And Romney has told us about them eating off an ironing, fold-down ironing board, eating tuna in the basement apartment, trying to say, that, look, he's one of us. He's been there, and so we'll see what he says tonight. Last night, of course, his VP choice, Congressman Paul Ryan, he spoke. Also, Condoleezza Rice spoke, and so we reached out to Sophia Nelson. She actually penned a piece talking about her history, if you will, with Paul Ryan. She's known him for the last 16 years. Sophia, good morning.
Morning, Roland. Good morning, everybody.
Are you that black woman he dated in college?
No, it ain't me.
Okay.
Sybil didn't waste no time.
That's right. Good job, Sib.
I love you, Sib. I love you, girl.
Sophia said that was not me.
No,
good
the
job,
media
Sib.
Was calling my house like crazy for weeks. I'm like, y'all, I didn't go to college in Ohio. It ain't me.
So, Sophia, who is Paul Ryan? And what about him that black folks should know what kind of guy he is?
Well, I think the purpose of my piece, Roland, in the Huffington Post Black Voices yesterday was simply to say, as I've always said, that these are all human beings running for office, and I get a little bit disturbed when folks start calling folks racist or this or that. You know, it comes out every 4 years, and Paul is someone I've known. Jack Kemp was a mentor to both of us. Paul, really close to him, and my hope, as expressed in my piece, was simply that I hope that Paul Ryan grows into the man, should he become VP, that Jack Kemp was on issues of importance to African-American people. Right now, Paul doesn't have much of a record on those issues. He's got a very thin civil rights record, frankly, and I said that in a piece. And yet, I quoted him on some things. He went to the Edmund Pettus Bridge when they had the civil rights pilgrimage, if you will, with Congressman John Lewis. He spent time with Lewis trying to educate himself about this important part of our history. You know, we're the same age. We're Gen Xers. And so at the end of the day, my hope in the piece was simply that Paul, if given the opportunity, I think is teachable. I think he can grow into the man that Jack Kemp is. I didn't talk at all about Mitt Romney because, frankly, I don't know him. And but I really focused on the Paul that I know as a man and the kind of human being he is.
Your take on last night, obviously his speech, but also Condoleezza Rice, and what I'm amazed by, don't nobody want to bring up the name President George W. Bush?
No, definitely haven't said much about W., but I tell you what, Condoleezza Rice was fabulous. Whether you agree with her views or not, it was, I thought, an amazing moment when she talked about her experience growing up in Jim Crow. I mean, she was actually friends with one of the little girls that died in the explosion in the church with the four little girls. I think Denise McNair was one of her friends, and she was lived
right
literally down the street from there. And so Condoleezza Rice truly grew up in the height of the struggle of Jim Crow moving into the civil rights era. And I think that she's a shining example of what we can be as people, given the right encouragement by our parents, by our environment, and of course from within ourselves. So I thought she was fabulous. Paul Ryan, I thought, did what he was supposed to do as a vice presidential running mate. He kind of gave the convention a little bit of red meat. He went in on President Obama, respectfully so. I mean, no name-calling things like that, but simply, you know, talking about the differences between the two campaigns in terms of their policy goals. I thought Paul did a great job pulling the Gen X card, the generational card, saying, look, these people are old, even though President Obama is only 6 years older than or so than him, or, well, president's, what, 51. But at the end of the day, President Obama's kind of a Gen X or baby boomer. He's stuck between the two.
Right, right.
And I thought Paul did a good job, though, drawing that contrast about generation, saying, look, they've had their time. We've got new solutions. Listen up, Gen Xers. The country's going broke. We ain't got no money. And I got a better way out of this. And
okay, I got one last question.
My problem, Sophia, he did not own up to the fact that he contributed to the $7.8 trillion with his own votes.
That's true.
When Bush was president.
That's true. You get no argument from me there.
All right, here's my last question. Okay, you said you know Paul Ryan, and he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And I'm taking that you're saying that we should, as black people, should vote for Mitt Romney because Paul Ryan is a good guy, and this good guy and Mitt Romney are going to do what's needed for black people.
Now, Tom, you know better than that. I ain't say anything like that.
Okay.
You know better than that.
I just tried to clear
it up. I was just introducing my friend that I know and saying, give this guy a look. He's a decent fella.
Okay.
But if he was a friend of Jack Kemp, I don't understand why he's not.
Well, let's hope he grows into it.